All right, hour number three. Live from the Quicken Loan Studios. You want to apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently, Quicken Loans. Big day today. I start off the program by talking and leading with the Houston Rockets. No sooner than that game ended last night, I just tweeted quite simply, they man the hell up. They man the hell up. That was so impressive. Down 2-1, coming off that beatdown, they fall behind Golden State 12-0 last night. And I thought to myself, and especially when James Harden passed up that three, that one three ball early on, this is going to go so badly for them. They're going to get run out of the gym again, and Harden's going to take a hell of a lot of heat for not asserting himself. When everybody knew coming into that game, they needed a huge game for him. He needed to play like the MVP he is and the Hall of Famer he is. And this guy's passing up open shots. They're down 2-1. They fall behind 12-0. You know, you fall behind 3-1, that series is over, obviously. Then they battle back. And then Golden State drops that amazing third quarter on them because that's who they are. That's what they do. 34 points in the third quarter. And Steph gets off. Steph heats up in a hurry. They go into the fourth quarter. And remember, at the end of the third, this was huge. And I don't think people remember this or are not talking about it. Had he knocked in that three ball at the end of that third quarter, that place, the roof would have come off that place altogether. And that game would have been over for sure. In fact, I thought that game was over. 10-point lead going to the fourth where they don't blow 10-point leads, much less 10-point leads in a deciding game. And that would have been a deciding game. 3-1, and the Rockets head back home dead on arrival. They're done. They're just done. And they're down 10 with 12 minutes to go. And they come all the way back, and they D the hell out of Golden State. Man, I could not be more impressed with the Rockets and the way they played, the way they D'd up in the fourth, the way they showed up. CP3. I mean, I'm not saying that all the raps against him aren't fair, aren't valid, and the heat that he's taken for never getting to the Western Conference Finals anyway. This guy was a legend last night. They played huge. And all of a sudden, we got a brand new series. I'm not going to say they're in the driver's seat, but I am going to say, instead of being down 3-1 and dead on arrival, they're tied up at 2 apiece. They're headed back home. They've got the momentum. And now Golden State's got to win on the road again. And it didn't need to be that way. They had a 10-point lead. Golden State was 39-1 in games where they had a 10-point lead this year heading into the fourth quarter. And in the most important game of the year, they couldn't finish. Since when does Golden State get a boot on your throat and not finish in a game like that? And Mailman Casey tweets, Unwore that tool, asking for a picture of Brandy and telling her to trust the process as if it worked the first time. God, this gal has got more patience and more class. First thing she did was take a picture right alongside that bust. Her and Mickey Rooney. I mean, she wasn't even like, are you kidding me? She's smiling. She's taking a picture. She's got this unbelievable sense of humor and class and dignity. I mean, bravo, Brandy. So good. And then when they double back and say, all right, well, we'll make it right. We'll own it. Just know it's going to cost us a lot of money. And you know what? Can you send us a picture, an updated picture? I can do that for you. It's an honor to be in your lame little Hall of Fame. She didn't say that, but, I mean, the fact that she's still above this thing speaks to her class. At Hard Rocks 24 tweets, did Phil from Alaska just say, dinner was in the trash? So is ours. Signed, bums.
Like my 6-year-old asked me yesterday when I asked her to help me take out of the trash. I said, what's in it for me? I said, dinner.
Hey, Hard Rocks, I see exactly what you did there. I do not approve the message. Look, bro, only because I've got like a vague idea of who you are, I'm not going to block you on that alone. You're warned. One warning for you, next time you get blocked, and I've said this over and over and over again, people tweet pretty heinous stuff at me. I don't care. I don't give a damn, egg or otherwise. You've got a right to do whatever the hell you want. Freedom of expression. Do what you want. Hey, man, I've dished out plenty of crap over the years. I don't care. Come at me. I have never blocked anybody on Twitter. But I'll make an exception for you, Rocks. You can be my first with your bum smack. That I find patently offensive. All the hateful things you say to me, I don't care. But the bum smack I find very offensive. All right, so going back to Phil in Alaska. He said when he asked his daughter, hey, can you help me take out the trash? She said, what's in it for me? His response, dinner. So this is what happened. When I said, clones, I'm up for the Hall of Fame. The National Radio Hall of Fame. It's a listener vote. Can you please vote for me? It would mean the world to me. I would love to get in. That'd be a great, great acknowledgement of the 30 years of hard work. And if I don't, it's not meant to be, I can live with that too. I can live with myself. But it would be, I'm not going to lie, it would be great. It would be really awesome. Can you help me get in? And many of you said exactly what Phil's daughter said. All right, what's in it for me? So, miss a little, miss a lot. This is how it goes on this program. If you missed yesterday's show, you missed a lot. In fact, you missed more than a lot. You missed me give in to the internet terrorists that are leveraging their Hall of Fame votes with a list of demands of me. Now, by now, most of you know, because I keep talking about it, but not as much as I could, about being nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame. And by now, most of you also know that the category is going to be decided by a public vote. That means on June 4th. Can you write it down? June 4th. When the polls open up, I need each and every one of you. Not a lot of you, not some of you. Each and every one of you to help all of us get into the National Radio Hall of Fame together. I am not in. Doing this together is a great thing, and it's enough for some of you, but not all of you, as I found out, which is why yesterday I did, for the first time ever, sit down at this table to negotiate the terms of your vote. Because for the first time ever, and I will own this, I need you more than you need me. Here is the deal then. Now through Friday, June 1st, I am inviting you to send me your list of demands. These are things that you want to hear or see that I can make happen. You can tweet me at Jim Rome. You can email me at rome@habitate.com. I've told Hawk, run this thing. Take all of them. Put them on a piece of paper. You have 10 days to tell me what it is you want in exchange for your Hall of Fame vote. For the next 10 days, we will keep the list. Monday, June 4th, when the polls open up, I'm going to put every single one of your reasonable demands into a box. The box will hereby be known as the Box of Chaos. And live, on air, Monday, July 4th, I will randomly draw five of your demands from the Box of Chaos. The five demands that I draw will be paid off in full if you do your job and you get me into the Hall of Fame. It's like, I thought that maybe I'd done my job. Giving everything I have for 30 years, not good enough. You can do 30 years worth of work in 2 weeks if you get up off your backside and do what I know you clones can do. I've seen you before. I know what you're about. So, if you want your demand to be met, submit it between now and Friday, June 1st, so I can add it to the Box of Chaos, Monday, June 4th. Here are some of the demands. If you need some ideas, here they are. If you want to know what some of the demands are, here they are. One of the first things to come up, Rome, give up the rapper who hit on Janet. Let Lil Alvy host a segment. Take Hawk's porn stash down. Take your goatee, Rome, down to a stash. Do an interview on the Woodscopes. Bring back the hack off one last time. Let Janet host a segment. Finally admit Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a horse.
It doesn't make any sense.
Bring back the piece of crap list. Bring back the death pool. Make Hawk run a 10K in golf spikes. Wear Hawk-style shirts buttoned to the top for 1 week of shows. Slam a pint of beer live on air, Tom Brady style. Be the best man at Jeff and San Antonio's wedding. Take a nap with the CFO of Carnap Nation in his car for 15 minutes. Make James Kelly read tweets about his forehead for a segment. Mean tweets, actually. Listen, all these things can work. All these things will go into the Box of Chaos, but you can do even better. There are other things that you must want me to do. Remember, only one thing. Do not double back and try to reset the things from Romageddon. We're not doing that. We've already had that day. We're not doing that. Those things are not fair game. They're off the table. I'm not going to bring back the family. I'm not going to bring back Toby. I'm not going to bring back personal appearances as show fodder. I'm not going to bring back bum smack. You've already done that. You earned it. I delivered. It's done. I'm not going to resurrect that. These are all new things. Remember, I'll pick five randomly, June 4th. And then I will meet 5-year demands if we, all of us get into the Radio Hall of Fame together. Listen, I didn't want to come to this, but what choice do I really have? It's public vote for my category. You clones have the hammer. And you got to swing the hammer. When you have the hammer, here is your green light. Swing away. What do you want from me? When you said to me, what's in it for me? My response to you is, what do you want? Let me know. Hit me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. There you go. Let's go to Charlotte. Paul in Charlotte. Hey, Paul, what's up? How are you?
I'm fantastic, Romy. Can't you see? I'm sitting in turn four at the Charlotte Speedway. The cars are racing. I can hear the noise. But I wanted to give a quick call about the Brandi Chastain statue. I've got a house full of girls, and my girls are inspired by athletes and everything, and when I see something like that, it just really kind of breaks my heart to see the way that this has all gone down. But if they're going to make it right, I hope they make it right. I just hope that they turn that statue around and that they the plaque around, and they make it look appropriate for the poor lady. She's a beautiful, wonderful American hero, and I just want them to do it right.
I agree with you, Paul. Couldn't have said that any better myself. No, it's true. She is an extremely well-decorated athlete. She is an icon of her sport. She is a legend of her sport. She is an amazing role model to many young athletes. And she had an incredible college career in the Bay Area and has represented the Bay Area. So how do you jack up that bust as badly as they did? And then to jack it up that badly is one thing. It's inexcusable in and of itself. But then to double back and say things like, you know what? We'll walk that back. We'll run that back. We'll make it right. But it's going to cost a lot of money. And by the way, can you send us an updated pic? With Google Images didn't afford you any pics of Brandi Chastain. She's a really famous athlete. She's not hard to find. Even if you had a hard time expressing what it is you want to say to me, I'm not really sure. I couldn't tell if that guy was struggling or if he was trying to set up some bad punchline that never came.
I'm struggling.
Silk Bra's in. Silk Bra's got a demand. My demand? Live show. Plus a tour stop at Javier's Newport Coast.
Bra.
That is. Can you imagine Javier's doing a live show? Are you talking about a live show from Javier's, or are you talking about a live show somewhere and then the after party at Javier's? Either way, it's a long, long, long way from Charlie Brown's, isn't it?
Come on.
You should go to Charlie Brown's, a restaurant chain that used to exist that no longer does, once a week during the football season. Javier's. The thing about that, brah. Man, you know I hate to sully that where I live. That's a really important place to me, Javier's. But then again, I would want to expose as many of you to it as I can because I love it. All right, put it on the list. Hawk. Steve tweets, been listening to you for years. Recently got my wife to watch you on TV. She loves it. She will definitely get our votes, or you will definitely get our votes for the Hall of Fame. Thanks, Jim. Steve, my man. That's good. Like TV for me, I guess that's all right. If you said you recently got your wife to watch, you know, back in the day, you put a radio guy on TV, it doesn't always go well. But if the wife says, you know what, I like that. I think I'll vote for that guy. He's a handsome guy, Rome. I didn't know he was so handsome. If I had known he looked like that, I would have been listening a long time ago in the car with you, old man. Nice job, Steve. Just playing. I'll take your vote. I'll take her vote. I'll take your kids' votes. Tell all your friends. Even if they hate me in the show, just have them vote. Just do the right thing. Like that guy from the National or from the Bay Area Hall of Fame. Just do the right thing. Even if it's going to cost. At Tweezerfest tweets, I've got an idea for the Box of Chaos. If you get into the National Radio Hall of Fame, a segment of The Garden.
Nice.
That's not hard. I can bring The Garden back. Let's see. This subject is Rome is dirty. And? Hey, Rome, sign the XR4TI up for a Spartan or mud run. Get Hawk's fat ass dirty. Jay Hart in the 209. Put it on the list, Hawk. Put it on the list. A mud run. Have any of you ever run more than 100 feet? Hawk, I know you haven't. Ooh, I got to get out. Mark Stein coming up. 40 past. Which means we've got a shorter segment coming up next. But it is open. Man, that was some winter, right? A long, long winter. But summer is here. Lots to get done. Lots of places to go. The Memorial Day weekend is the top priority on your list. So what you need to do is get your vehicle in tip-top shape for the season. You'll find that the easiest place to do that is at O'Reilly Auto Parts. From changing the oil and filter to inspecting the braking system, replacing cracked wiper blades, you'll be amazed at what can happen to your car when you put it in front of the professional parts people. Next thing you know, you'll have your car ready to hit the road in great condition in no time at all. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll find thousands of parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. Everything you need for whatever curves that the road throws your way. And of course, plenty of expert help. The best way to start an unforgettable summer is on Memorial Day. This Memorial Day weekend, get your car, your truck, your SUV, or van in prime condition for the hottest time of the year. Take it to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Remember, if you want maximum performance from your car, you can use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Mark Stein's coming up next segment. I've got a small window, very small window. Call me up right now. 1-800-636-8686. David Bennett tweets, my demand. You have to get LA Galaxy season tickets in the nosebleeds and attend all home matches. I said reasonable requests.
Bennett.
That one's not going on. Bennett.
Bennett.
Bennett. That's Bennett. Not going on the stack. That's not going in the pot. That's not going into the box of chaos. Bennett. I'm not doing Bennett. That. Hey, Bennett. I'd rather not be in the Hall of Fame than have to do something like that. Dan Dean tweets, how about a reunion episode with Jay Stu, Whitey, Lyle Brandt, Brian Albers, and anybody else that I'm forgetting about? That's an awesome idea. That's an amazing idea. My favorite reunion show ever. Favorite. Was the White Shadow reunion show that I did on Fox Sports Net on The Last Word. Me and John Entz were all about that. John Entz has gone on and done some amazing things at Fox. But he used to produce my show along with Bernard Grimberg. And we had this whole thing. Bernard was funny. Bernard's like, hey, why? Why would you do that? I'm like, why would I do that? Bernard, it's like the greatest show ever. The White Shadow? I freaking love The White Shadow. And then Entz said, you do? I said, yeah, I do. He said, I love The White Shadow. I said, let's get some of those guys together and talk about that show. I have never, literally, in my TV career, I have never been as sad or upset to see a show end as that episode of The Last Word when we did The White Shadow. Every minute, I was sitting on every word that every one of those actors said. I couldn't believe it. Like, damn, there goes one segment, two segments, three segments. The fourth segment is the shortest segment. Oh, I don't want this thing ever to end. Best day ever. Rich Ackerman, am I right? The White Shadow was an amazing show. Such a good TV show. Way back in the day. Aging myself out, but the actors were great. The writing was great. Loved it. So reunion shows can work. A jungle reunion show would be pretty amazing. Jeff 2 tweets, add this to the box of chaos. Bring in Mill for a segment. Let Lil Alvy spit game to her for 15 minutes. Radio and TV gold.
Dude, now.
Yeah, Alvy, how would that go? Is that a good idea or not a good idea? Good idea or not a good idea? His response was, dude, bad idea. Dude, I don't spit game at Mill. Mill spits game at me. No, dude, why would I try and spit game at Mill? That's the worst idea ever, dude. Spit game. Did he just say spit game at Mill? At Triple Lindy, 74 tweets, you owe me nothing, Jim. You've already given me 25 years of getting through workdays here in Crapchester. Original 4 affiliate, baby. You have my vote. Jamie, thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. And I appreciate every single vote. Every vote. Hopefully 25 years of solid programming is good enough to get it. But if it's not, just tell me what you want. I will meet 5 of your demands. 5. They go into the box of chaos. Unless one of your demands is that I get season tickets to the LA Galaxy and I watch them from the nosebleeds. I went to a Galaxy game, remember? I've done this already. My younger one, Logan, used to play soccer until I made him quit. He wanted to go to a Galaxy game for his birthday. We did.
Rogan Loam.
I said, Rogan. Rogan Loam. Hey, son, I love you. Anything. Anything. You can do anything you want for your birthday, but that. I don't want to do that. What do you want to do? Nothing, Dad. I want to go to a Galaxy game. Son, do you know who your father is? Oh, yeah, Dad, sure. Yeah, you're Jim Rome. Yeah, you know what that means? No. Anyway, son, what do you want to do for your birthday? Dad, I want to go to a Galaxy game. Me and all my friends. 14 of us. I went to Janet. I'm like, you got to be kidding me about this. Honestly? Honestly, I'll do anything, anything. We'll go anywhere. You know what? I don't even care what it costs. I'm not going to be caught dead at a Galaxy game. It's all he wants to do. That's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to do anything else. So what did I do? Like any good dad, didn't make it about me. We got a box at the Galaxy game. We went. I saw it. I did it. It's all right. It was not the worst night of my life. It wasn't fun. It wasn't good. Took a few pictures. A lot of you clones were like, what the hell are you doing, Rome? Saw my guy Joe Tatino. It was fine. It was good. Never doing it again. Much less every game from the nosebleeds. Dear Jim.
What are you doing there?
Right? Dear Jim, this should be easy. You want into the Hall of Fame? You do one of the following. 1, finally admit that you like at least one Hall & Oates song. Play and sing at least one verse live on the air. That's not a hard admission. Who doesn't like Hall & Oates? Hall & Oates rule. I like them. Now, my man Jeff Perlman loves them. Jeff Perlman loves Hall & Oates. I would do that. If you were to say to me that's all I have to do to get in the Radio Hall of Fame, I'd do that all day long. I'll do that every day.
Now I'm done.
Where, number 2, wear the Sperry Topsiders with no socks into work that you used to wear to the jungle happy hours back in the 90s. Thanks, Jim and Temecula. I'll do you one better. I'll put on the Sperry Topsiders because those kicks were the thing. And I'll slam a members-only jacket on top of it. These are easy, man. I wish all these demands were this easy. I'll rock the Perry Topsiders with a members-only jacket while blasting Hall & Oates. I'll do all that at one time. But I'm not doing it until you get me in. Hall & Oates. I mean, I'd be honored to talk to those guys. How many tens of millions of records have those guys sold? Man, the hit machines. Phil Collins would give anything to be those two dudes. 40 million discs if you need Hall & Oates. And of that 40 million, I think six went to number one. You listening to this? How sweet is that? Hell, for the Radio Hall of Fame, I'd probably sing ABBA. How many records has ABBA sold? I'm going to guess more than 40 million. ABBA, they're a palindrome. They went away. Weren't they offered like $1 billion to tour and they said no? And aren't they coming back? Hit me up with that. Hey, Albie, tell me that. How many records have they sold? I bet it's more than 40 million. 500 million. In my book, 500 million is more than 40 million. Man, I'm so good at this game, I knew it. 500 million records. Damn. And they're a palindrome. God, they're sweet. How awesome does that sound? Well, the wife loves them. When we come back, Mark Stein joins us. The Box of Chaos. Get your demand. Submit your demand. What do you want in exchange for a Hall of Fame vote? Insert into the Box of Chaos. Mark Stein next, but first a sports update. Yeah, but you can turn ABBA off now. Here's your sports update. Take it away. Got Mark Stein coming up momentarily, but first, the ATP. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts is something you want to think about for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Ryan in Omaha. Man, Omaha is such a great jungle town. We get so many contributions from Omaha. Ryan tweets, Rome, if, and I'd like to think when, you get into the Hall of Fame, who will be the first person you thank? Also, will you let it get to your head and completely change who you are? I hope not, Rome. Don't be that guy. You don't need to worry about that. You do not need to worry about that. If I haven't changed already 30 years in, and I have, but in a good way. I've evolved in a good way. Don't worry about that. All right, Ryan, I will answer that in full a little bit later on, but first things first, we are joined by an NBA reporter for the New York Times. Excellent NBA reporter. Also the pride of Cal State Fullerton right up the road. Mark Stein is back in the jungle. My man, it is so good to have you back already. Mark, how are you?
Wait a minute. You didn't say we have to be evolved to be on the show. If that's the prerequisite, I might be in trouble.
No, bro, you definitely have evolved. You have definitely evolved. In fact, Mark, how would you say, how different are you now, Mark, than when you first got into the business and you were killing it with ESPN? How different a reporter are you now than you were then?
You know, I'd like to think I'm a little smarter, a little more cautious, a little faster. But, man, I don't know. I'm still the same jittery, panicky worrier I always was. So,
that's great.
I don't know.
No, man. I appreciate that. I think that's a real answer and a candid response. Personally, the way I read you, the way the conversation you and I had last time out, I would say no. I think you are very sure of yourself, rock solid. You're on your stuff. I think, yeah, we all evolve, man, right? You have to.
I'll take it. Your sign off is gold.
No, you got it. I mean that sincerely. All right, so if we go back to the start of last night's game, Golden State was coming off that 41-point beatdown of Houston. So going into game four, what were you thinking about the state of the series?
I mean, especially when the Warriors jumped out to that 12-0 lead, I was probably like everyone else. I thought, the Rockets are broken. This thing's going to be a runaway. And the series is going to be over when the Warriors finish this thing. And then especially you thought that after the third quarter. But, man, that, you know, we came into these playoffs for D'Antoni, for Chris Paul, for James Harden. This series was really the biggest for all of them of their lives. And it's only 2-2. They still got to get two more wins. But what they did last night, they all answered their critics in the loudest possible fashion. That was, I mean, the Rockets didn't just come back. I mean, they survived a third quarter haymaker and won the game with defense. When have we ever said that about a Mike D'Antoni team? But last night, you had to say it. they won that game with defense.
I would agree with everything you just said. When they fell behind 12-0, and especially when James Harden passed on that open three, I'm like, these guys are dead. I mean, they're not coming back from that. And Harden is going to take a terrific amount of heat. But then they did bounce back. But then Golden State hit them with that third quarter. And when they went into the fourth down by 10, I thought it was over then too. But Mark, to your last point, have you ever seen the Rockets play better defense than they did last night at any point?
No, and look, they had to take advantage of the situation because Iguodala wasn't there, and you can say, how dare the Warriors whine about anything when they have four All-Stars, but you saw last night how much they miss Iguodala, how big a deal he is to them, not just for his D and his passing, but just, you know, the settling effect. He is, you know, he's their, you know, break glass and save us kind of guy. I mean, he calms them down in tough situations. And that's kind of one of the, you know, few negatives of the Warriors' existence. They so often pound teams, especially at home, that when they're in a close game, it is a little bit of a it can be, we've seen this happen to them on occasion. It doesn't happen a lot. Happened in game 7 of the finals when they blew the 3-1 lead. You know, when they get in a tough game, they looked raggedy in the fourth quarter. They looked lost. Steve Kerr said it was fatigue. I'm sure that was part of it, but the Rockets only played 7 guys. They couldn't have been super fresh. So the Rockets had to take advantage of that opportunity, but I mean, they did. I mean, their small ball team has really delivered in this series. You know, you put P.J. Tucker and Ariza and Gordon with the two stars, and that, you know, they're getting it done.
Mark Stein joining us. Mark, in terms of execution and the fact that they looked a little ragged down the stretch, what do you make of the way the Warriors handled the final full possession before Chris Paul was fouled?
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that was obviously a mess, but really the whole fourth quarter was just, you know, shockingly bad, especially as good as they looked in the third quarter. I think the stat is, you know, that the Warriors were 30-0. When they win the third quarter by double digits. That was the first time they've lost, I think, all season in that situation. So they were unquestionably discombobulated. I mean, they just, it became one-on-one, the ball stopped moving. You could see Steve Kerr on the sideline. He's trying to get these guys to move the ball, and he makes that same motion whenever the ball sticks, and it just, they completely fell out of their offense last night. Now, look, if any team is capable of regrouping and now going to Houston and turning this series on its head again, of course it's Golden State. But, I mean, you know, the Rockets, to go from a 41-point loss to that, such a gritty win, I mean, you know, it's the last thing I expected, honestly.
I thought they showed a hell of a lot of heart, and I was not sure they had that in them, but I would never question them again after seeing that last night. Mark Stein, my guest. You know, to your point, you started this point. Let's finish this thought. It's the first time that the Warriors have been really tested in the playoffs since Kevin Durant arrived. Now, after they lost game 2, there seemed to be a feeling that they didn't take the Rockets very seriously. Then they came back. They hammered them in game 3. So after what happened last night, where do you think Golden State is mentally right now?
Well, I think one thing we do kind of underestimate that they have been in some pretty dire situations, and most of, you know, all of them really were before Durant got there, but, you know, they faced a 2-1 deficit to Memphis. They were down 3-1 to Oklahoma City. They've been in some bad spots in this 4-year run. So, again, no team is more capable of pulling itself together and going to Houston and turning this series around again. Look, they've got issues. They came into this series with a depth problem. And now, you know, Iguodala's hurt. We don't know how seriously Klay Thompson is injured. Was that just something, you know, can he shake that knee thing, or is that something going to linger? They obviously don't have Patrick McCaw. So, you know, they came into the playoffs. They had 6 centers on the roster because they wanted to be, you know, they use all their centers in different situations, and they've kind of done it by committee, and they wanted to have all these options. But they cut Omri Caspi, and now a couple of their wings are banged up. I mean, they really are lacking in terms of wing depth. So I think they surely did the right thing by holding Iguodala out if the injury was that bad, but they're going to need Iguodala to come back and have a big game five. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't think they can win the series without him.
Mm. Mark Stein, my guest. One last thought before you go, Mark. Last night's game was the first competitive game of the conference finals in either side. How likely is it then that we get another one tonight when Cleveland goes into Boston?
Yeah, I mean, that's one where, I mean, Cleveland, they resurrected themselves with the two wins at home. But now every game in that series is either a travel day or a game day. And with Cleveland being the much older team, you have to think as this thing goes on, it's going to be harder for them to bounce back. But by the same token, you know, Boston has so much pressure tonight because they've just been awful on the road. I mean, they've got a young team, and they're finding it really tough to go into places like Cleveland. I mean, we saw it in Milwaukee. They couldn't win a road game in the Milwaukee series. They're really struggling in the road environment. So they know they've got to win tonight. You know, you don't want to let LeBron go home with a 3-2 lead. But honestly, at this point, let's be clear. What seems more likely, LeBron finding a way to win a game in Boston or the Celtics coming together on the road and stealing one in Cleveland? I think we all know the answer. So Boston is under tremendous pressure tonight. They've got to win at home.
Mark Stein, the pride of Cal State Fullerton, and he covers the NBA for the New York Times. Back in the jungle. Great job again, Mark. Always good to have you on. Nice to have you back, in fact, Mark. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Always good to catch up.
You too. Mark, great job. Mark Stein. Mark Stein joining us. All right, so what do you think is going to happen? We got a competitive game last night. First competitive game of either conference finals. Do we get another one tonight? What's going to happen? Cleveland and Boston. Also, something else just to throw out there. LeBron's having a ridiculous postseason, an amazing postseason. If he's able to drag Cleveland back from a 2-0 deficit, where does that rank amongst his accomplishments? And can you see him doing that? Can he get them across that line into the NBA Finals? Another big game tonight. It's not too much to ask. Can we get a competitive game 2 days in a row? If it's not too much to ask. I had the ATP. This guy said, hey, Rome, if you get in the Hall of Fame, are you going to change? I hope not. Who would be the first person that you would thank? Janet, of course. Obviously. Always. And no, I would not change. You have my word. I would not change. Lots of really cool things have happened to me over the years. I have not changed. No, that's not your concern. If your concern is, I don't know if I want to vote for you, Rome. If you can promise me you won't change, you have my vote. I promise you I will not change. Bill in Tampa writes, Rome, listening to the podcast made me think of this question. Have you ever had a wash your mouth out with soap moment growing up? And furthermore, have you ever had to stick the bar of soap in your kids' mouths for saying words they shouldn't? No and no. No and no. My family never hit me with a bar of soap. But then again, I grew up and I didn't mess with my dad. I didn't mess with my mom. I didn't mess with my dad. There was always that. I didn't want to. I didn't want any part of that. So, no, I never had that issue. Nobody ever grabbed my tongue, pulled hard, and hit me with a bar of lava or Irish Spring. Now, Janet told me she got that once when she was a kid. Janet, I'm married into this amazing family. Like, my wife, okay, I married the best person I ever met, and I married into the best family I know. But Janet apparently got a little loose with a bad word once, and Grandma Betty hauled off and gave her a bar of soap. One of my favorite stories ever, because my mother-in-law is like the sweetest person ever. But she didn't like that word. Huge call today. Brought to you by Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic. Against viscosity breakdown is tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. It helps to fight friction, delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. One disclaimer, there is profanity on the podcast. Somebody should get a bar of soap. There's profanity in the podcast. Understand that when you go to listen to it. My thanks to Mark Stein, Aaron Wise, you clones, the XR4TI. See you tomorrow.